News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, recently a bus service called Local Link, originally set up across the country to keep rural Ireland alive, stopped picking up passengers in isolated parts of the Waterford countryside. Henry McKean visited Old Parish and Dungarvan to find out why.
Hello, my name is Maurice Power. I'm from the Ardmore area, County Waterford, West Waterford. We had a super bus service, a rural bus service that was introduced here a few years ago. It collected the rural people from the villages and went through the rural country and brought us to the main towns. The local town here would be Dungarvan. So anybody that wanted a bus, we were able to pop out, hail the bus, hop on, and it brought us to our destination to visit a doctor or to do the shopping or to meet people or whatever, and then you get the bus back and you could drop back off where you were stopped. But unfortunately, in recent times, for some reason, that has been changed. And there's no stops now between the villages and the towns. So basically, it'll probably maybe 10, 15 kilometres from the village, pass everybody out, stop for nobody, and go to Dungarvan. That's where we are now.
So the whole point of the bus service was to connect rural villages and small hamlets here in Waterford. Connectivity, that's now gone.
Exactly. It was a super service for the older people, especially. If we wanted to do their shopping on a Friday, or they wanted to go meet people, or if they wanted to go visit a doctor, those people who have no transport, so were able to get the bus. It was passing three or four times a day. It was subsidised by the government, so it was very reasonable. It was a fantastic service. Then all of a sudden, at one stroke, one Monday morning, no stop. And so you have to walk now maybe 4 or 5 kilometres to meet a bus in the local village or walk to the local town. So between the villages and the towns, no, there's no stops.
Barry Power, for you, this bus service and the fact that it's not stopping anymore in small hamlets, making it difficult for elderly people, and the whole point of the bus service to connect, how does that make you feel?
Actually, it's a total disaster for us here because we're out in rural Ireland and my nearest bus stop is 3.6 miles away, like, which is 6 kilometres.
So in that case, I mean, if you started driving to the bus stop, you might as well keep driving.
I'd be halfway to Dungarvan at that stage, so I might as well keep driving, yeah. I wanted to put it back the same as it was. Would you stop at the end of my road here for me and my wife and bring us ring at Dungarvan or to Ardmore? My first date was meant to be for rural Ireland, keep rural Ireland alive.
My name is Francis Nugent, and I was on the local committee about 16, 17 years ago when this local link was first proposed. And I remember being at a meeting. I was representing Coiste Forbahan on Chana Fubble, and I met James O'Donoghue in Dungarvan at the time. And he was, you know, that was the first we heard of the local link. And I think it might have been a pilot or something, but yeah, it sounded like a great idea to help people with no cars or, you know, limited transport, like in isolated areas. Like, and but it's as if the goalposts have changed in between, and the people that it was supposed to help out in between are kind of, the bus is passing them now. It doesn't make sense when if it passes your door and you can't use it, and especially if you haven't got a car or something. The bus is passing empty a lot of the time, which doesn't make any sense either.
You're 17 years of age, you're learning to drive, but in the meantime you do take the local link.
Yeah, like sure, sometimes it's the only place for miles that they stop, so when they stop you have to like text your mum or your dad, say, look, they didn't stop there, will you pick me up? God knows where, like, so.
And it's just arriving now?
The local link is to help people like them, the elderly.
Would you like local link to stop everywhere?
Yes. I think they should keep the link going, help the people to get where they're going and to stop blackguarding around.
It would be better to stop everywhere that there are passengers. Picking up the now they're there for.
James O'Donoghue, manager with local link in Waterford.
James, how come some members of the community, especially in Old Parish, have lost their bus service?
Well, what has happened is that we are introducing services under the Connecting Ireland plan, which is it's an excellent scheme in terms of connecting larger communities. In terms of doing that, we're now using bigger buses. And allied to that, then, of course, we can only stop at designated stops. Unfortunately, the people that lost the service are living in areas where the bus can no longer service because it's too large to actually get down those roads.
Will they get their service back at some point in the future?
Yes, and we're still actively working with the National Transport Authority to come up with some level of service that we could provide to those people. We operate what we also call demand responsive services. Now, those are using minibuses. They don't need to go to designated stops. In fact, a lot of them stop at homes and pick people up and bring them to town. So we're trying to work out some way of bringing that type of service back to those people that would at least replace in some way the service that those people lost.
Local Link, when it came, was a game changer, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, 20 years ago, and we're at this for 20 years, we started off using just small minibuses bringing people to town, you know, probably usually once a week and one trip a day. But we have a service, for instance, now that runs between Tallow and Dungarvan, and we have 19 services on that. Connecting Ireland has been the game changer. We now have services that run through Aglish, Fillerstown, into Youghal 5 times a day. Those people never had a bus service before. Similarly, we're running services to Youghal, out to Ardmore. So yeah, it's been a real game changer. So Connecting Ireland is good news. It's just we need to get iron out some of the problems that we're having in the meantime.
Okay, we certainly do need to iron out those problems. Henry McKean there reporting from Old Parish and Dungarvan in the beautiful county of Waterford.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.